Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Spending each commercial break drawing inappropriate cartoons. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter Rothman, lot to do today. As we hook it up now with the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, he's covered Ohio State and the conference for more than three decades. And he is with Bucknuts 24/7 Sports. He is our friend Bill Kerlick. Bill, welcome aboard.
My pleasure. Great day. Great to be back.
Let's start with Ryan Day's first class. I've seen some very good rankings, top five perhaps. How do you do in your estimation, his first class?
He and the staff, they did a great job. You know, one thing people forget is that when Ryan Day was assembling much of this class, he didn't really have a track record as a head coach. He had not been a college head coach before. So that made it a little bit more difficult. And even so, without that track record, he right now has the number five class in the country in the 247 Sports composite team recruiting rankings. And it's a class of 25 players that I think is going to make a big impact at Ohio State. And moving forward, now he has a track record. You know, everybody saw what he did this year, he and his staff, with going undefeated during the regular season, making college football playoff. And, I think the future is indeed bright for Ohio State.
And so, Bill, as you look at this, you know, classes, they're going to be heavier and lighter in different positions based upon need and sometimes just based upon opportunities of the guys you can get and how good they potentially are. You may go one or two heavy if you can get some, you know, five-star or high four-star guys. What would you say the strength of this class is so far?
Well, Bobby, it's got to be right off the top wide receiver. You know, Brian Hartline recruits wide receivers for Ohio State. I should mention that he was named our 247 Sports National Recruiter of the Year. You know, quite an honor for Brian Hartline. And you know, he'll tell you that it's a staff honor and all, and certainly it is, but he just did a super, super job. He landed four receivers that is the best group of receivers in the country, five-star Julian Fleming, five-star Jackson Smith and Jigba, and then Gee Scott, a high four-star out of Washington, the state of Washington, and Mookie Cooper, who is a tremendous slot prospect. So, you know, you look at the wide receivers, it's the best group in the country. That's a group that you're going to see at least one or two of those guys on the field this year for Ohio State. I feel confident saying that.
Bill Kerlick with us as we talk Ohio State recruiting. Give me your best feel on Cam Martinez. And which side of the ball? Where is he projected in your mind?
I think he's going to be a safety. But Ryan Day has mentioned that they'll give him a look on both sides of the ball. You know, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands, no question. He's the two-time Michigan State Football Player of the Year. He played quarterback for Muskingum, led them to a 13-1 record this year. He's just a tremendous kid with the ball in his hands. But having said that, you know, you look at the receivers Ohio State is bringing in. If he plays on offense at Ohio State, it will likely be as a receiver. And you look at the receivers that I just talked about, that's a tremendous group. You switch over to the defensive side of the ball and look at the safeties. You know, it's not as deep or it's just not that type of group. But I think that his main need, I guess you'd say, at Ohio State will be on safety, and I think that's where he's most likely going to play.
And so, you know, one of the areas that Ohio State's been terrific at, Bill, is, you know, it's really since Kerry Combs got here, they've done a great job of recruiting high-level defensive backs and then developing and turning those guys who are four- and five-star guys into first-round draft picks. Do you feel like this class is as strong? And then also, what does it mean to have Kerry Combs come back? I know he was able to close this up a little bit, but, you know, his impact potentially on recruiting moving forward as well.
Yeah, and he had a big impact on Cam Martinez. You know, that sealed the deal for Cam when he found out Kerry Combs was coming back, and he met him and all and was very impressed with him. But yeah, Kerry Combs, when he was here at Ohio State before, his goal was to land two first round potential NFL type cornerbacks, and I think Kerry Combs returning to Ohio State is going to be the return of that type of recruiting. I think they're going to bring in some great defensive backs moving forward. And a number of the 2021 defensive backs, cornerbacks that they are recruiting have already told me, what a big impact Kerry Combs coming back to Ohio State has had. I've heard the term from recruits, legend, when they talk about Kerry Combs. And, you know, that leads into this year's cornerbacks that Ohio State has in the 2020 class, because one of them is named legend, Legend Cavazos, who I think is going to be a great player for Ohio State. He's out of IMG in Florida, Bradenton, Florida, and he, from all that I have heard, he's been doing fantastic things at the winter workouts. I think he'll be a great player. And that's not to say Ryan Watts isn't awfully good, too. Ryan Watts is the other cornerback that Ohio State signed for their 2020 class, and I think he's going to be a very good one, too, for the Buckeyes.
There's room for two legends, Billy, one with a J and one with a G, so we're all set.
Yeah, no doubt, Anthony. And, I know that legend, when he was named, that was kind of the thing, that they were going to have a name that would portray that type of thinking.
All right, final minute with you here, Bill Kerlick. Let's talk about 2021, the running backs. Who are the top running backs on their board, and what do you hope for them?
Well, as you know, Anthony, running back is going to be a priority for Ohio State 2021 recruiting. They signed one this year, Mayan Williams, but they want to get two great ones next year in the 2021 class. And the good news for Buckeye fans is that they have a shot at some of the best in the country. Donovan Edwards from Michigan, tremendous prospect. And he's been to Ohio State at least five or six times already, seriously considering the Buckeyes. You've got Corey Kiner down the Cincinnati area from Cincinnati, just an outstanding prospect. Cody Brown from Georgia, Evan Pryor from North Carolina, and Kamar Wheaton from Texas, Will Shipley from North Carolina. Those are some big-time names, and they all are considering Ohio State. Some more than others. I like the chances better with Corey Edwards, or I should say Donovan Edwards, or Corey Kiner, or Evan Pryor, or Cody Brown. But all of them, to one, some extent or the other, are considering Ohio State.
Fantastic stuff. Bill Kerlick. Hey, Billy, always good to talk with you. Thanks for jumping on with us on such a big day. Thank you.
My pleasure, Anthony, Bobby. Have a great day.